When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump into today's topic, I'd like to give a huge shout out to YouTubes.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It has everything you need to become a better basketball coach and work on your craft. So come over and check it out. It's run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches. And, I've experienced it at the high school level. You know, there's a lot of these resources out there that coaches that aren't coaching, coaches that haven't done it on a regular basis. So go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
So this week's a fun one, Coach. What are we doing this week?
Well, you know, film is such a big thing in high school basketball. And more than ever with the context of huddle and crossover. And I mean, you've been doing film forever. You constantly talk about how you had two tapes going. And I mean, we could talk about how we view film, but I really want to focus today on how watching film with players, how to be effective with it. I think that film can be very effective, and film is such a broad thing, but how, as coaches at the high school level, can we be effective with our players in viewing it?
That's a great question. So a couple things. First of all, I think film needs to be broken down into different pieces. So I'll give you an example. So we play on Saturday. We don't play until the following Friday. So Monday we would watch film. So Sunday would give me time to break the film down and look at it. And Sunday we would look at maybe 10, 15 minutes worth of film. Here's what we did well. Here's what we didn't do well. Big synopsis. That's the first thing. I do two types of film breakdown in that one. I do game film and I do bench film, because I've started to film the bench. So I will show them, look at this. This is the way the bench needs to act. This is good. This is bad. Because those guys are just as important as the five guys that are playing. So, it's a unique thing. You need two cameras. You need one facing the bench and one facing, the play or going with the play, but it seemed to have helped the bench and the excitement and all that, because they know I'm watching. So that's one thing. So I do team there. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday of that week, so we're playing on Friday, Tuesday I would do individual film sessions with kids. And I've changed on that a little bit. I never did that before, but I'll grab a few kids and say, hey, let's come on in during lunch and we'll watch some of your clips. Here's what you're doing well. Here's what you're not doing well. I wish I had the time to do it for everyone. I don't. So it kind of depends on the next opponent and kind of what happened in that previous game. And then Wednesday and Thursday of that week, playing on Friday, Wednesday and Thursday of that week, we turn our direction to our next opponent. So if it's opponent X, then we will come back and probably have a longer film session than the one on us, because, you know, the problem with when they're watching themselves, they're watching themselves. That's it.
Right.
So that's why the individual one's good and kind of the general team one is good. Because they're all narcissistic at that age anyway. All thinking about themselves and what they're doing on the court. So then I tend to have their attention better in the opponent scout because they're not in it for the most part, unless we're going second round or something. So then I will do a longer film session. So like if we have a late practice, I will, you know, maybe we're 6 to 8 or 6 to 7:30. I'll bring them in for 45 minutes before that. So I like to do film sessions prior to the practice. I think that's a good thing to kind of to show them this is what the opponents are going to do. Here's how we're going to handle screens. Here's how we're going to handle defense. So that the shift has been the individual for me over the years has been, I've always done film, but the individual part, the shortening of it a little bit. I swear I used to do like hour film sessions. I just lose them at that point. They're just, especially if they're in that tape, they're just watching themselves. So how do you do film, Coach?
Well, what I think when the one thing that we need to talk about film in general to be effective is that you have to have a plan and points of emphasis. I just think you can't come in and, you know, hey, we're going to go watch film today. I guarantee you, not maybe I'm not here to stereotype any, but there's coaches out there that say we're going to watch film. What does it mean to watch film? You know, what are the things that you're looking at? You know, I think that you have to have points of emphasis that you're looking at for and having those kids notice those things and even having them say, hey, coach, stopping the film and showing them this is what you were talking about. I think it's got to be interactive with them. They need to know what you're looking for a little bit. I think often we're watching film and, well, that's great, but they need to be involved in watching the process. My other question is, do you watch it in clips or do you watch it in full or is it a mixture?
Oh, that will depend. Like, so for my scrimmage, I watched it in full because I wanted to get the flow. The individual stuff, I tend to do more clips because I'm basically showing them on their offensive end.
Right.
And then I'll grab clippets of like a 4 minute span when they're in to show them the flow of it. But in opponents, it tends to be, does not tend to be clips unless so there's hopefully none of them listen to this, but if the opponent's not as good, then we tend to show them only offensive makes or something like that.
Right.
Look better.
Yeah.
I like flow when we're watching opponents. So I like to watch longer clips and look at how they're getting up and down the court, look how they're converting to defense. So that kind of is dependent. For us, when I'm watching us, it tends to be entire clips, long stretches of game film rather than clips. Unless we're not doing something well, unless we're not playing man, and then we'll just grab all the man clips, or if we're not closing out on 3-point shooters. If there's a point of emphasis for that day or that week in practice, then I'll do clips. But again, I want to look at the flow of it. Tends to be a better teaching tool at that point.
What about using film to highlight and important and emphasize things that you want throughout your whole program? Do you ever take time to do that?
I do.
Like a hustle moment or a really good sequence of offense or a really good sequence of defense.
Yep. We always showed charges.
Yep.
We always screenshot the charge and then put it in the locker room.
Very cool.
Because that's taking a charge is you're sacrificing yourself.
Your body.
At that point. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we do it some, but I'm not sure, you know, if it's definitely something we have to work on, we'll show them a lot of clips. But
I think the biggest shift I've done is making less time, breaking it apart and having smaller times of smaller sessions instead of just doing a long session.
Yeah.
I would say that's one thing that I've learned. Also, I've been able to get, if you got a big enough gym and you got a projection board, it's nice that you can even put the film right in your gym.
Right.
You're able to do it right in the context of your practice. And yeah. I like front loading, like you said, if anytime possible, I think it's more effective to talk about it and then do it on the court instead of vice versa. Now, does every schedule work that way?
No.
Not necessarily, but it could be even the point of, say you have early practice on Wednesday and you have another early practice on Thursday, but you won't get film, you might be better off doing a film session on that Wednesday instead of that Thursday after that practice. I think it's really important to constantly front load before the next practice for an opponent. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Yeah, I just think it's, you know, they start to hear that verbiage. They start to have a little bit of schema. You know, I'm talking like an educator now, but, you know, they're kind of clueless if you haven't talked about it and addressed it. I think they're just more aware, and I think you could find more success if you front load your film before practice.
I like front loading. I can't always do it.
Right. No, it doesn't always work that way.
And it just, it's hard. They've been with me for an hour and 45 or something. Now we got to go watch film. It's like, and I got to try to keep. So those sessions, I would say those sessions tend to be shorter than the other ones.
Right.
If I'm front ending, I feel like I got their attention. Now, when I front end on that end, I know I'm going to lose them on the back end.
Right.
So I know practice is going to have to be more condensed. Cause I know after that first hour 20, I'm going to start losing. I mean, anything more than 2 hours, you're going to lose them. You just
big time. And that's what I'm saying. You have to have a strategic plan and you have to have a purpose if you're going to have film.
Yeah. And putting film, stuff in, I have found out putting stuff in, especially in practice, has nothing to do with film, but it does because of the film. If you have a long film session, then you try to go have a long practice. That's hard because they bang each other.
Right.
I find that I'm putting more and more of new cerebral stuff in early, just because I tend to have them locked and loaded earlier than later. I saw that about a week ago. I was trying to put something in late, and this is something we have done on. We played on Saturday. We had one practice, so over Thanksgiving we had Thanksgiving on Thursday, practiced on Friday. And played on Saturday. I put something in on Saturday and did it on Saturday night just to see how they would adjust. And then I told them after the game, well, here's why we did this. We wanted to see how, you know, in the most important game of your entire life, you're going to play on Friday night and then you're going to play on Saturday night at the Kohl Center. Can you, because we're going to have to adjust. You're not worried about Saturday, you're worried about Friday. So I wanted to see how it worked. And we did pretty well. I'd give them like a B. I'd give them a.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think the key, you know, just some really key points of planning and being aware of time and having purpose and going back to the whole why. And we constantly talked about every session is, you know, why are you doing it? Are you just doing it because that's what high school coaches do? Or are you doing it with it to benefit your program and do that?
Right. Do it with a purpose.
Do it with a purpose.
All right.
All right, coach.
Next week, coach. Bye.
See ya.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a written review. I read every one of those written reviews. Also, if you're thinking of taking your, you know, maybe you've had a 500 season, maybe you just got done with your season, maybe you're starting your season, let me help you take your team to the next level. I've been there. I've experienced it. Trust me, I can help you take it to the next level. We'll get on a call and we'll get it all figured out. I'll make sure you subscribe and like.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.